This is Stateside. I'm April Bear. Grand Rapids hip-hop artist Lady Ace Boogie is hanging it up. What do you do? Feeling not alone, feeling like it's just you. In a cold world, sunny days get blue. Feeling so stuck, feeling like you can't move. I'm so out of my mind, I'm through. Dear God, I'm trying, but most days all I do is cry. Heart so heavy, all in pieces. Can't keep acting like everything be just not. I'm so tired. After years on stage as one of Michigan's most visible artists, and one of the few LGBTQ-identifying artists on the national stage, Linda Tellis Aguilar has decided to get away from the spotlight, work behind the scenes, and attend to herself. She played a final show at the Listening Room as part of the Listening Lawns outdoor series a little earlier this month. Lady Ace Boogie joining us now. Welcome to Stateside.
Cheers.
How'd that final show go?
It couldn't have went any better. You know, a lot of people were expecting to have like a bigger venue. It would have made sense. If we weren't dealing with the pandemic. It would have probably been at something like the Intersection or the Pyramid Scheme.
Yeah, seriously, did you ever think you'd play a finale show outdoors?
No, I did not, actually. But it was really intimate. It was great. You know, it was only 100 people there, but it felt like, I don't know, I can't explain it. It was just like, I'm still kind of, floating a little bit.
Yeah.
From that night. It was just a perfect night.
You know, debuts are easy, but finales are kind of hard.
Yeah.
What did you need that moment to reflect for you?
You know, I don't know. I kind of, it was kind of an interesting moment because one, it was obviously a farewell for now. And also it was a dedication performance to my father who passed August 2nd. And so it was kind of bittersweet in a sense. Like I didn't look at it so much as a farewell as much as I did. I want to make him proud and I want to make sure everybody leaves this show with their soul just full, you know?
Yeah.
That's kind of where I was at with it.
What about the album? What colors and notes did you want it to hit?
You know, just not holding back. I struggled with releasing it, with like radio edit versus just leaving, you know, all the raw words that I actually wrote on the record. Mm-hmm. But I ended up having the engineer edit some of it. But I really wanted to just kind of let loose and not hold back. A lot of the music that I put out has been clean and positive, and which is you know, a reflection of myself. But also, sometimes I forget to have fun. And so with this project, I really wanted to just have some fun and, mess around with different sounds. And I worked with a couple of different new engineers that I haven't worked with in the past, and producers, and also artists that I haven't worked with in the past. So just kind of getting outside of that thing that I'm used to, outside of my comfort zone, and really pushing the pen and pushing the sound.
There's a track on the record called Free. That shows a side that I think a lot of artists are like not even, that they're just afraid to even show others. And that's like a public acknowledgement that being an artist is really hard.
Yeah, yes.
And that there's a cost. Free from all religion, free from all diseases, free from this depression, free. I just wanna be free. F-R-E-E, that spells free. Be who I want, love who I want, free. Girl, if I want, man, if I want, free. Gay, if I want, bad, if I want, free. Choose how I want, move, how I want, free. Damn if I do, damn if I don't, free. Ain't no shackles up on my feet. Let me break it down for you now. I got time for you. Humble for a while. Now dead, I ain't got time for it. Haters wanna see me on my back. I feel bad for them. That ain't gonna happen, but my words, you can count on it. I just wanna be. What did you want people to understand about that?
You know, I touch on a few different things. Mostly just like all of the norms and all of the things that people expect you to be and expect you to conform to. I just want to be free from that. You know, like a lot of times I get misgendered or people, you know, say I'm this or say I'm that or expect these different things from me. And so it really was just me wanting to just let loose and saying I want to be free from all of these things. And, Stephen Malcolm, which is the feature on the track, he kind of went a different angle. He's going through a transition where he's going from Christian hip hop to hip hop. And so he kind of touched on that. But for me, it was really touching on just all the things that, that, you know, my last album was Don't Box Me In. Right. So I was kind of feeding off of that. Like, Don't Box Me In. I want to be free from all these labels, free from all of these things that we are expected to do.
Right. What parts of you will be relieved to be less public in the next stage of your life?
You know, I think it's the pressure of like just being present all the time. I've done my very best to be extremely present, not only for, you know, my releases, my events, but for other people as well. You know, there's been nights where I've been to 10 different shows, you know, and I'll still support, but it's taking a step back and looking at it from more of a business aspect. And one thing I want to kind of clear up, and I don't know if we're going to touch on this later, but mm-hmm. I'm not completely letting go. My current catalog, I'm still going to continue to push on social media platforms or online platforms. Mm-hmm. I'm just not going to be recording any more music or doing performances that don't take me to that next level.
Right.
You know, I'm wore out. You know, I've done events like on weekends. I can say I've counted about 6 or 7 events that I've done just myself on top of going out and supporting other events. And so it really wears you down.
You know, in any music community, but maybe especially in Western Michigan, it feels like there's such a premium on being part of the community and supporting.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it feels like that's the only way that artists will be able to fill the kind of rooms that they need is by enlisting help. But yeah, I mean, it's just it sounds like that's got some real consequences for life and sanity.
Oh, yes, it does. It really does. And like you said, like it's a huge emphasis in West Michigan. Like if you don't support music, then you don't support music. And I think the community does a great job at supporting each other. But also one thing that I've kind of identified and why I'm taking a step back is that artists do not have the help that they need. There's a ton of artists. There's a ton of fantastic artists out there. But there isn't anyone taking a step back and saying, how can I get this artist to the next level? Which is kind of where I ran into that issue of like, it's just me. You know, I don't have a manager. I don't have, a publicist. I don't have a team of people who are helping me move things to the next level. And so I want to be that person for artists who deserve it and artists who are working hard to, you know, move things to the next level.
You know, the pandemic feels like it has been a moment for a lot of people to rethink a lot of stuff.
Ooh,
and
yes.
You're not the first. You're not the first artist that I've talked to who has mentioned the fact that life and livelihood could really use another look and maybe some fresh ideas right now. I mean, just in the time that you've been writing and performing, you know, the digital music catalog has kind of gone through a complete collapse, and in some cases revival for artists who, you know, who do sell work on vinyl. But the whole question of how you make a living as an artist has not gotten much better than it has since Napster kind of undermined durable music sales. When did you start coming to this realization that, you know, something needed to change?
You know, honestly, just focusing so much on the performing and not allowing myself time to do anything else. You know, there's so many different elements to being a successful artist. And I would say as far as the performing goes, like I was getting a lot of great opportunities opening up for major artists, you know, Lizzo, Nas, Bone Thugs and Harmony, ASAP Rocky. I've done a lot of shows with a lot of great artists, but it wasn't doing, you know, what I thought it was going to do. So being able to say that I opened up for this artist and opened up for that artist, it just didn't really move me to that next level the way that I thought it would. And so, you know, deciding to take a step back and focus on my catalog, pushing it digitally and not just, you know, releasing music, having an album release show and, you know, selling CDs, selling merch, doing a bunch of shows and not really focusing on getting my music out to the masses. And so the pandemic really gave me the opportunity to take a step back and say, okay, wow, I'm not doing any more performing. What am I doing? You know, not only from a financial standpoint, but just in general, it was a huge wake up call.
Yeah. Do you think that if this is a moment for rethinking where the goalposts lie in music, maybe especially for hip hop, how would you like to see our standard of success change?
Man, you know, that's a good question. I've been trying to figure that out myself. Like, what does success mean? I mean, success for me doesn't mean the same for other people. I do think that it's getting a little foggy, you know, because you have so many robots and scammers and things that, you know, that you don't know what's real views, what's real plays, what's anything these days, you know?
Like maybe someone gets on your SoundCloud and all of a sudden you've got, 5,000 plays coming from overseas. It's like, are those really fans or are they just...
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so it's kind of muddy waters. One thing I will say... something that I've been able to really be not validated in a sense, but just affirming is that, you know, having a sold out show or, you know, doing events and seeing people show up, you know, that's real. You know, having conversations with people and telling you how much you've impacted them over the years. I know that's real, you know? And so that's been beautiful. And I'm going to miss that intimacy with my listeners and with my, you know, my followers. But again, it's for me, in order to feel successful in a sense, it's I need to take it to the next level and not just open up for major artists, but get an opportunity to tour with a major artist. You know, I feel like I've earned that right. And so I really need to focus on, you know, my online presence so that I can get to that point.
We're talking today with Grand Rapids hip hop artist Lady Ace Boogie. Do you mind telling us where you've been holed up during the pandemic and just how you're spending your time?
Yeah, actually, downtown Kalamazoo. Myself and my wife live downtown Kalamazoo. I spent a lot of time in Grand Rapids as well. That's kind of my home, regardless of where I am. Grand Rapids is definitely my home. And, you know, I've been up until, you know, August 2nd, when my father passed away, I was taking care of my father and, you know, and trying to release this album. And also, I actually started recording the album in March and finished the album late July. So yeah, I spent a lot of time doing that, traveling back and forth from Ohio, just, you know, moved my dad to Ohio when his health started to decline a bit. And, so I was spending a lot of time on the road, a lot of time in the studio. Also, I'm launching another business, Real Time Cleaning. I'm launching in October. So I've been working with that, getting that launched as well.
A cleaning business. Is this something that you've been thinking about doing for a long time?
Oh yeah. Yes, absolutely. I'm really passionate about cleaning anyway. And so one of the things that the company is going to focus on is real-time cleaning, which ultimately there's not a lot of businesses or any businesses at all in West Michigan that offer hourly cleaning and sanitizing of facilities. And so that's something that we want to focus on so that people feel safe going into these facilities. And we're focusing on venues and bars and local restaurants. So, mm-hmm. you know, more, you know, the managers and owners that I've had the opportunity to have a relationship with over the years, partnering with them to make sure that their patrons feel comfortable coming in and out of their facilities. Also, I think that it's just really important for me. Like, honestly, the cleaning industry is a $50 billion industry, and that's before COVID. And so I think that there is a lot of money in it, but it also keeps me connected into the, you know, the nightlife. But again, like it's that financial aspect of it, of I can't do much unless I have that. And quite frankly, I'm trying to break generational poverty, and I can't do that by recording a bunch of music, releasing it, and not getting it to where I want to get it. So I had to do a little something different to make sure that I secure that. I gotta make it to the top so I can be my people's people. I'm a leader, no excuses, that's what they counting on me for. Hold the torch, keep it shining, I'm grinding like every day. When you starting from the bottom, ain't no time to be playing games. Systematic oppression made it harder to pave the way. My generation is hungry, making up for them empty plates. From the block cooking weight to the block making plays. Now we're sitting in war rooms at that table making change. And your mama's mama thought that she would never see the day. We not stopping till our ancestors sending kudos from the grave. We not stopping until they give us back every single thing they take, every single thing they took in the country full of crooks. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. This is
I'm really sorry to hear about your father's death this year.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. I'm still kind of, I don't know, I'm still in the kind of the denial phase a little bit, so it's not easy to talk about it, but yeah, I mean, he was my whole entire world. Like, he moved to Grand Rapids about 8 years ago to live with me. And he just, he found a life in Grand Rapids, and it was just, it was me and him, and it's unfortunate that cancer is, sucks.
Yeah. Has your father's passing given you some different ideas about what you have to give, or maybe even just what you need to do for yourself?
Absolutely. At his home going, a lot of people came up to me, relatives I didn't even know, said, like, you're the matriarch now. Like, you're going to have to hold the torch. And, I've always taken pride into taking care of my family the best way that I can, but he was the glue, and now that he's gone, I'm definitely going to have to step it up. And, one of the things that my dad was never able to do that he always wanted to do was save money, but he could never do it because everybody would always, hit him up and ask for money, and he would give it, to mm-hmm. his, to his sisters and brothers, to his children, to his grandchildren. And he was never able to save money and invest in businesses like he wanted to. And so, again, switching gears and making sure that I'm able to build that financial wealth and break that generational poverty is something that I feel I have to do in order to truly make him proud,
Yeah.
And in a sense, because I know that he's already proud of me, and he said that all the time with my music. He really, and just the person that I came out to be, I wasn't always this person, and he was really proud of the growth, and we were like best friends, honestly. And yeah, so but that's something that I do want to focus on, because I know that that's something that he always wanted to do. They've been trying to tell me who to be. Eyes wide open, I see everything. This money ain't no time for me to chill, yeah. Always been a hustler, stay the hell up out my ear, yeah. You ain't doing nothing, but let's be real, yeah. I see everything.
So if people are hearing this and they want to find your stuff, what's the best way?
Yeah, so that's all for now, and it's on all platforms, right? Apple Music, Tidal, you name it, it's there. Make sure you guys check it out. I have a video out right now titled Free with Stephen Malcolm. And yeah, if you want to see what's next, follow me on Facebook, Instagram at Lady Ace Boogie. Definitely still going to be pushing music. Some of the music that I put out, like the past two albums that I put out, a lot of the songs on there I really didn't give a good push. So I'm going to be doing that, as well as releasing a few of the songs off of the current album. So looking forward to that as well.
Linda Tellis Aguilar, Lady Ace Boogie, thank you ever so much for all the things that you've been willing to share over the years, including what has got to be an incredibly tough summer. We really appreciate your time talking to us today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys. Trying to tell me